So I would imagine that if you do have the Caesars app and okay. you're in a state that allows it like we are, then you should be good.
That is amazing.
Yeah. But that's the only place that I see at 3.5 right now. So if you want to get that little extra point or half a point, depending on what you got, that's not a bad opportunity for you.
No, that is great. And that's major movement, but it's for one day. So if somebody comes in at 12:01 the next day, nope, sorry.
And then you're going to be back to 4. You'll be
so that's still not bad.
Still not bad because there's still 4.5 at a lot of places. But Caesars will move back to -4 come, I guess, midnight. You know, this is a Thursday sale.
Thursday sale. I love that. Now, just a curious question. Do we generally see consensus on the Strip when it comes? And, of course, now that we've got the online bookmaking, that it's maybe it's a whole new world out there, but that there's not consensus, or is there consensus? Generally, everybody ends up at 4 or at 4.5.
Yeah, usually, and the idea, of course, is to get equal amount of bets on either side. Because if you do get one-sided action, and that action goes against you as a sports book, you're really gonna take in the shorts there. So,
wow.
Yeah, so you want equal action, so that's what you're doing. You're trying to balance it out, and if you have to move a half a point here and there, that may sway the sharp bettors to maybe go the other way and hedge their bet.
So it's down to 3.5
for one
till midnight. Till midnight
for one day at Caesars. That's the only place, and today's the only day.
Wow. Why was Barack Zilberberg not on the stage the other day at Dragon Ridge for a gubernatorial debate? The answer may surprise you. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. Barack Zilberberg will join us. And we'll talk about what he saw at Dragon Ridge. It's all coming up as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Unable to tame inflation that has worsened sharply under his watch, President Biden stressed today that his administration's policies would cut prescription drug prices and make life more affordable for families. President Biden says he understands the strain rising prices is putting on American households.
Inflation is up. It's up. And coming from a family, when the price of gas went up, you felt it in the household. You knew what it was like. It matters. But the fact is that if we are able to do the things I'm talking about here, it'll bring down the cost for average families.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says even though wages are up, inflation is giving working Americans a pay cut.
Yes, in an inflationary spiral, lots of people will see the numbers on their paychecks go up. The problem is that even those bigger paychecks are buying Americans less in real terms today than their smaller paychecks bought them before Democrats were sworn in.
For the 12 months ending in January, inflation amounted to 7.5%, the fastest year-over-year pace since 1982. Britain's top diplomat has urged Russia to take the path of diplomacy, even as thousands of Russian troops engaged in sweeping maneuvers in Belarus as part of a military buildup near Ukraine. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says in his assessment, Europe faces growing danger.
This is probably the most dangerous moment, I would say, in the course of the next few days, in what is the biggest security crisis that Europe has faced for decades.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 526 points, the Nasdaq dropped 304, the S&P 500 lost 83, and crude oil up 22 cents to $89.88 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They're great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak announced earlier today the end of the mask mandates, which have been in place since July. Despite lifting the state mask mandate, the federal requirement will still remain in effect at least until March 18th, according to the TSA. That includes all areas at Reed Airport and the planes that serve it. Students, teachers, and other school employees will no longer need to wear masks as well. The Clark County School District said it would stop requiring masks on school campuses, but the governor said school districts may set their own policies. Las Vegas police say they expect to make more arrests in the battery case involving New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara. The NFL running back was arrested on Sunday afternoon, shortly after playing in the Pro Bowl at Allegiant Stadium. Police say Kamara was able to play in the game because it took detectives hours to positively identify him on surveillance video as one of the men beating Darnell Green at the Cromwell on Saturday morning. The NFL says its security team did exactly what was asked by the Metropolitan Police Department to do.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Look for a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway right now, 215 westbound at the airport connector. However, major delays continue downtown with that construction zone there, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That project will be there through 2022.
Gather around, I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Thursday, the Thursday before Super Bowl 56. We'll be talking more about that, obviously, as we go along. Joining us now, and I'm so happy to have him because he made news earlier in the week. He is Barack Zilberberg. He is a Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, and he joins us. He was not on the stage Tuesday at Dragon Ridge for the third gubernatorial debate. He's participated in one of the three now, and he joins us. This was a, correct me if I'm wrong, this was sponsored by the Clark County Republican Party, headed up by Jesse Law.
Yes.
On Tuesday. You were not allowed on the stage. Did they tell you why?
You know what? I tell you what this took place. My parents came in here from California. My brother came, and his wife, they wanted to see me in the debate. So I went in and I, as far as checked in, and I was ready. You know, I had all my confirmations as far as the invites and the confirmations and the emails. And at the time, it was Kirk Jorgensen who was conducting the whole thing on behalf of Jesse Law. Okay, so what happened is the night before the debate, he as far as messengers me on as far as messenger on Facebook and tells me, hey, you know, at 10 and some odd minutes, he tells me, you know, I'm sorry, you know, we don't as far as put candidates that don't meet certain criterias. And, you know, that's the night before. Now, if you are a chairman, Jesse Law and Order, if you keep law and order, you should as far as put things in perspective. You know, if things aren't too as far as legitimized as far as candidates of some sort, you should address that as a chairman 2 weeks before the gubernatorial debate and not when somebody is invited already over to the gubernatorial debate and goes in and as far as wants to check in. And then I as far as say that I'm Barack Zilberberg, like she doesn't know me, you know, all of a sudden, and she checks the Z's on the list and I'm not on the list. And then I have to be held on the side over there, you know, until Mr. Jesse Law comes into place, law and order, so-called. And then I have to have a conversation with him. And I did have a conversation with him. And he said to me, you know, you want to go ahead and sue me? Go ahead and sue me. I have a lot of lawsuits already, you know. That's not an answer. You know, that is not upholding our, as far as Republican Party as a chairman. I'm sorry to tell you, this is kids playing in the sandbox. In other words, you have kindergartners that are playing in the sandbox and they haven't even graduated high school. Between you and me,
I want to drill down but the night before he via messenger.
And you know what, Kirk Jorgensen was over in the MLK parade over in the Fiore as far as campaign. So, and then they said that they sold out the whole event. You know. How can you sell out a whole event, you know, within a few days? You know, it's unbelievable.
Did they ever tell you?
I always wanted to bring my supporters and I want to bring my family over so that they could as far as see me debating. Now, those candidates up there, you know, I actually went in afterward. You know,
did you watch the debate?
You know, and I didn't watch it. I was eating, and I was enjoying my as far as lunch. You know, and with my family. They came from California, so utmost respect to my mother, my father. People that don't respect their parents, they don't respect anybody. They don't even respect themselves. I tell you,
Brock, let me get to one point though, because I think it's important.
Sure.
Did they give you what the criteria was that you did not meet?
No, they did not. No. Just when I arrived there and I wanted to check in, that's when they as far as told me the criteria of what I haven't met. Now,
and what was it that you
had
not met?
Well, basically it was disclosures. I did as far as go in on the 14th, and I did as far as go in into the platform of the Secretary of State, and that was before the 15th of the deadline, and I did go ahead and initiate a few things. Now, the way I, as far as conduct myself, is I like everything precise and in place. Now, I already appointed a treasurer and as far as accountant, all right? So they're going to go ahead and implement all of the things precisely into the platform so that I'm in compliance. So there's no questions or there's no any sort of, as far as uncertainties, because I work precisely like a razor blade. You know, that's the way I work. So I already appointed someone. There's a few things I need to, as far as correspond to. I would like to admit, you know, yeah, it's 22 days late, but I've been campaigning. And not only I've been campaigning, I've been running my own campaign, you know, because I'm a businessman and I'm an entrepreneur. So I know how to build businesses, you know, and I know what I need to do in order to win and to achieve the victories that is needed, not only in business, but in this whole arena. I've learned so much. You know, I've been in the game for quite some time. I've been in the game way before a lot of people have jumped into this race. I want to tell you, I was in the game as far as in March, okay? I've been through the game, and then finally I went into July, and I was in Carson City. I was in the 4th of July event over there, and furthermore, I had a rally over there. So all of these candidates, they jumped into the race after the fact, you know. I've been in the race for some time. I know Nevada. I know how everything works. I know I feel the people. I as far as see what their wants, what their needs are, and by interpreting and hearing people, I would like to go ahead and cater to you.
I want to ask you, because this is important. I read the reports out of the RJ about the debate, and it said Tom Heck was not allowed on the stage.
Not only that, not only Tom Heck, I don't know. Tom Heck came to me as I was walking in, and he said, oh, you know, we have a problem here, he's telling me. He's saying that you are as far as don't meet the criteria. He was telling me as I was walking in, you know. So he had a problem. And furthermore, the Elko County, as far as debate, that was as far as coordinated by Joy Gilbert. So how can Elko allow some candidate to sponsor a gubernatorial debate if it's not Elko County, you know? So Joy Gilbert had the, as far as opportunities to bring anybody he wants over in the gubernatorial debate and not all. So not only he is reprimanded for as far as his misconduct, and he also as far as took retainers from people out there and never returned their retainers. And furthermore, he had as far as people on his staff that are not licensed or not part of the bar of Nevada. So you send out your troops out there and they're not even licensed or as far as true lawyers out there, what kind of person are you? You're going to be sworn in as governor. You're going to, as far as, do the same thing. People wake up. People wake up. The song and dance that he does and all the trailers that he does, it's senseless. I tell you, and not only that, all the candidates, they're all clowns. They should all be in a circus. They all should be juggling balls over there. I'm telling you, I mean, they shouldn't be governors, okay? And also our current governor shouldn't be a governor. And not only that, as far as I understand, he's as far as snapping off the masks now, as far as tomorrow,
Very good. You know, I am so encouraged. And if you guys can follow my stances, we're going to be a greater, as far as state in Nevada, and not only a greater state, in a nation as well of the United States. And I know you're all following me. You're listening into me statewide, nationwide. You guys listen. You have your ears wide open. And you know what? It's great. You know, and if we could change the dynamics of what's going on, you know, this is great. Now, it's not out of your policies. It's actually my policies. I just want to let you know, and everybody hears into me. They always hear into me.
I want to ask you again, Barack Zilberberg joining us, a candidate for governor here in Nevada. And I want to ask you, though, that in the reporting it said Tom Heck was not on the stage, but they never mentioned you.
No, he was on the stage. He was on the stage? Yeah. I was on table 55, and I had three very, very admirable women in my table, and we had a very nice conversation, and I was sitting with my wife and my brother's wife and my family there, yeah. And I was just listening in, and everything that I listened into, they stole from me. They actually took it away. Now, McShane, I want to tell you, I was there for a month, you know, and they interviewed me, and they got all my information. As far as then, I was with Awesome Bella as well. He got the information, and now I know he's as far as going ahead and sponsoring Mr. Simon. That's fine, you know, but you're going to lose. Everybody's going to lose. Everybody's going to lose their money. And everybody's going to lose their energy and their time, I tell you, because I'm going to take it over, and I'm going to win by the popular vote. That's how I'm going to win. So if you guys want to go against me, I'll have the support of the people. I really don't need any of you. I, as far as talk with my mouth and my money, okay? And nobody, as far as puts money in my pocket. So that's why I speak the way I have to speak, and it's the truth, okay? And what happened in the Reno debate was the truth as well, you know, and that's why they can't stand me. You know, they see me as far as some sort of threat to them, but really I'm not a threat, you know, because I say the truth, you know, and when you hear the truth, people don't like to hear the truth. That's the thing. When you have liars,
will you be in the next debate, or will you fit the criteria set up by whoever the next sponsors
are? I'm gonna go ahead and I'm setting everything up. Like I said, you know, I'm building my whole team. I'm actually also working on my platform, yourfreedomplatform.com. I got a vision of it. You know, it's about 45% finished. So I'm working on that project as well. I wake up at, you know, 3 in the morning. You don't understand. I don't have much sleep. You know, I maybe have 3, 4, 5 hours of sleep. It's enough for me.
And neither does Donald Trump. He doesn't sleep.
And I love to work. I love to work, and I love to be around the clock, and I like to be engaged, you know. And I tell you, I'm 50 years old. I feel as though I'm 100 because I've lived 2 lives. You know, think about it. If you don't sleep as much, you live 2 lives.
We're going to talk about the news of the day. Unmasking Nevada. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Barack Zilberberg joining us. Candidate for governor right here in Nevada, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
People say that love starts in the kitchen, but at Findlay's Subaru of Las Vegas, we believe that love starts with giving back to the community. Starting February 1st until February 28th, Findlay's Subaru of Las Vegas is collecting non-perishable food items for the Las Vegas Rescue Mission. Join us in celebrating a month of love by helping support those in need. A dash of kindness, a cup of joy, and a heap of love have the power to make the perfect recipe. To learn more, visit SubaruofLasVegas.com.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Back in the day, I took hearing for granted. I heard everything, but as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not quite understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe it, but we've got primary elections in June, the November general election. But the question is it all going to count? The integrity of the vote. What is it going to mean? Barack Zilberberg joining us, candidate for governor, one of nine candidates for governor, and he joins us in studio. Is it going to matter? I mean, are we going to be able to have free and fair elections, both the primary in June and the general election in November?
No. Basically, what's happening is that us Republicans, if we're agreeing to the mail-in ballots, then we're going to agree to it over in the general elections. And then what's going to happen is we'll have the corruption and all of the, as far as the corruption of our election integrity. You know, it's very important, you know. So we have to excuse us as Republicans, the mail-in ballots. We have to show a position and a stance right now within our primaries and show that we're integral as a party. And then by showing that we're integral and we follow the rules of elections, then we can, as far as present that to the Democrats. And in presenting
Do you expect the Democrats to come to our side on this thing, on this AB 321?
No, it's not going to come on our side from them because they want to cheat. You know, they want to win, you know. So in order to win, you have to cheat. You understand? Not only they're cheating, we have so many rhinos and so many people, Democrats in our Republican Party. You can't understand. I mean, Sisolak has a war chest of money, yeah. And guess